This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 29th. God's word for you today is leave to bless. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 11, verse 24 to 25. And it says, generosity brings prosperity, but withholding from charity brings poverty. Those who live to bless others will have blessings heaped upon them, and the one who pours out his life to pour out blessings will be saturated with favor. Proverbs 11 verse 25 says, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. God will open doors for you if you open doors for others. The golden rule is, do unto others as much as you want them to do unto you. Why are some people stingy with compliments? It is funny, but some people are actually stingy with compliments. People are stingy with praising, complimenting their spouses. People are stingy with complimenting their colleagues. Some people even spiritualize their stinginess. They make statements like, I don't want her to be arrogant, or I don't want her to become proud. That is not your business. You just choose to be generous with the praise, because when you open the doors of joy to others, God will open the doors of joy to you. When you are generous with your home, it is called hospitality. Some people claim they are in a certain class, and so they cannot allow certain people into their homes. You have to be generous. Let God lead you as you open your heart and your home to people. The richest man on earth in his day had this to say, Job chapter 31, verse 32, which says, I have never turned away a stranger, but have opened my doors to everyone. There is a connection between his generosity and his wealth. I am praying that I will be in a place where I too will not turn away people. I am growing and I am becoming more hospitable. And I am challenging you to be more hospitable. Open your doors. If you open your doors to others, God will open doors for you. Use your connections for other people without expecting anything in return. My life has been so blessed because people open doors for me. I can share several examples of how God has used people to open doors for me, and God has also used me to open doors for people. I do not even hold back. If I can open the door for you, you can go to sleep because I am going to open it. For those of you thinking, what about me, Pastor? I have been opening doors for you already. Doors of revelation, doors of God's word, doors of teaching, doors of relationships, doors of supernatural experiences in the Holy Ghost. So, because I am opening those doors to you, by the grace of God, God is opening bigger doors for me. Let us pray. Father, as you saturate my life with blessings, help me live to bless others, to pour out blessings on others generously without holding back, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.